It is AFQ. It is AFQ Friday. Neil Atkinson in the chair for you here. And in front of me, I've given them all numbers. You'll be pleased to know. Number one, Amelia Bonner.
Whey!
Number two, Gareth Roberts.
Whey!
Number three, Sam Brocklehurst.
Whey!
Number four, John Gibbons.
Whey!
Number five, Craig Hannon. Craig, what's your song for the game?
What?
What song should they sing? What? How should we sing your name for the game? What song do you want of your many songs about your name today?
Craig Hannon. Craig Hannon. I feel like Craig Hannon too.
So because...
this is a Rebecca Black. It's Friday, Friday. Craig Hannon gets down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to Craig Hannon.
There's so many of them. That's the beauty of it, Neil. There's so many of them.
So many songs. Now, what'll happen is, because what Skype does is it buffers who's speaking in and out, you won't always be able to hear everyone. You're just going to have to run with us on this one. We're doing the best we can. We're going to see what happens. I'm going to rattle through as many questions as I can. Rob Arms has been on. Sam Brocklehurst, how many flamingos in the flamingo room?
Oh, mate, you'd have to... Actually, Neil, can you pan... Oh, no, they're not going to see this. At some point, can you pan round and show them the wallpaper? Because I don't think any... I've had a lot of tweets about the flamingo room, and I don't think anyone really understands why.
I'll make
there's a whole fucking wall of flamingos.
I'll make it the image for the show. I'll send that to Lizzie and Andy,
okay.
And it'll be the image for the show. It will just be what the flamingo wallpaper looks like. So that I'm taking that picture right now. That's done. No one else can answer that question, really. Mo Stewart being on IMO. Gareth, is there anything from normal life that you miss that you didn't expect to?
People.
Gareth, how locked down are you?
Very much locked down. I mean, like, I got ill on Sunday. And so, you know, I thought I'd be responsible and follow the actual guidelines. I mean, I live on my own anyway. But, you know, I didn't want to go and see my ma or my nan or the kids or etc. And then, like, my mates have all said things like, oh, if you need anything, I'll throw it outside your house and leg it type of thing. But I just thought I'll just stay indoors. It's the safest and best thing to do. And then I just got about 3 days in and I was like, I've just got to go outside. And I just walked around like Sefton Park, but I felt like I was committing a crime. But like just seeing some kid threw a frisbee and it hit me on the back. And it's like the kid's dad apologized. And I was like, no, it's sound. Throw it again.